Over the next 2 weeks, I'll share with you gift givers whom I've never met in person, reminding us that the gifts that we give go far beyond the people that we give them to. They radiate out, affecting others' lives. And this week, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Ken Kesey, author of the classic novel One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, amongst many other contributions to popular culture during his lifetime. Somewhere back in school, I came into contact with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest as a reading assignment in an English class. I, being the student that I was back then, watched the movie before reading the book instead of reading the book, then watching the movie. The Academy Award-winning film stars Jack Nicholson as Randall P. McMurphy, who is a two-bit hustler that is sent from the state penitentiary over to the state hospital in order to be evaluated to see if he is truly insane. Juxtaposition to McMurphy is Nurse Ratched, played by Louise Fletcher. Her name says it all. She runs the patients in her ward's lives by turning the screws. And here comes free-spirited Randall P. McMurphy to add that free spirit into the lives of the patients on that ward, who until up to that point had been ruled by Nurse Ratched's iron fist. In one scene during group therapy, McMurphy asks to change the work detail schedule in order to watch the World Series that was beginning that evening. Well, Nurse Ratched won't have that on her ward, but she acquiesces to a vote that if the majority of the patients wanted to change the work detail, she would change it. Well, McMurphy looks around the group that he has fondly began calling the boys and asks them to raise their hand, and they cower to Nurse Ratched's iron fist and way of doing things, and no one raises their hand. In the next scene, McMurphy and the boys are in the washroom, and McMurphy is sulking in the corner from their cowardly action at the group therapy session. Well, he turns to the boys, and he tells them that he's going to go downtown and see the World Series anyway. One of the inmates says, "But Mac, we're locked in." And Mac points to a marble sink in the middle of the washroom and says, "I'm going to pick the sink up, I'm going to throw it through this wall, and I'm going to go down and wet my whistle and watch the first game of the World Series." Well, of course, all the boys looked in disbelief because that marble sink weighed a ton. But nevertheless, McMurphy tells him he's going to do it, and he starts taking bets. Who thinks I can't do it? Anybody want to take some action? And after he's finished the bets, he leans over and he pulls as hard as he can. And one of the boys says, "Are you giving up yet?" And McMurphy looks him in the eye and says, "No, I'm warming up." And this time he reaches down and he gives it all his effort, his face turning blood red from trying to lift this immovable object. He finishes, the boys staring at him, almost believing that he could do it. And he looks him in the eye and he says, "I tried, damn it. At least I did that." And he walks away from the boys, leaving that message ringing in their ears. And in the next scene, the boys all put their hands up when the World Series vote comes about. But Nurse Ratched finds some technicality and quashes their enthusiasm. And McMurphy won't stand for it. In a fit, he goes over in front of a television that's not turned on and begins announcing the game. He does it with such enthusiasm, he draws on the boys' imagination, and one by one, they come on out and surround him and start cheering and yelling and clapping for the imaginary game Randall P. McMurphy was calling out to show and remind the boys of the message he gave them the night before in the washroom. Regardless of Nurse Ratched's agenda, he and the boys were going to watch the World Series. Ken Kesey, through his character Randall P. McMurphy, an unlikely gift giver, gave the gift of not quitting before you even get started, the sense of independence, the idea that I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's always something I can do. There's always something I can try. And while there is no promise that it will absolutely work out the way we want to when we give it a try, Randall reminds us that we're guaranteed failure when we don't try. In an interview near the end of his life, a reporter asked Ken Kesey what was the impetus, what was the reason not only for his classic novel writing, but also for that famous trip in the magic bus further across the country to the World's Fair in New York. And Ken said, "I stopped waiting for the world to understand." I love the gift of freedom contained in that statement, that our actions, what we want to do, who we want to be, should not be compromised by someone's ability or lack of ability to understand us. Think about it. All the people we refer to in the world as lucky, more often than not, before they were lucky, were thought crazy. They just didn't wait for the world to understand. So Ken, thank you for your character of Randall P. McMurphy, who reminds us and gives us the gift of not quitting before we ever get started. And Ken, thank you for teaching us, giving us the gift, and showing us the futility of waiting for others to understand. And thank you for listening. Never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.